Good afternoon. This is Carol Ventura, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing. This is the March 11, 2024 meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners Management Committee. This meeting is being made available telephonically for access by the public. CJ Rotella, the Director of Information Technology for Rhode Island Housing, will provide information on this meeting.
Good afternoon. This is CJ Rotella. This meeting will be recorded and available for your review on Rhode Island Housing's website within 3 to 5 business days after this meeting. Except for specific Rhode Island Housing staff, all callers will be muted during the meeting. To prevent any feedback or background noise, please mute your telephone if you are not speaking. If during the meeting anyone is having technical difficulties with the call or the audio, please call 401-457-1240. Thank you.
Good afternoon. This is Corinne Harris, General Counsel. Members of the public can visit the RI Housing website for information on each of the actions being taken this afternoon. If the conference portion is interrupted for any reason, we will stop the meeting until audio can be restored. Chairman of the Board, Stephen Pryor, will preside at this afternoon's meeting. Commissioners and staff, please do state your name prior to speaking each and every time. With that, I will turn it over to the chairman to call the meeting to order. Thank you.
Hi, it's Stephen Pryor, and I'm calling the meeting to order, and the time for the record is 3:02. I'm going to go ahead and ask Carol to conduct the roll.
Thank you. Commissioner Pryor.
Here.
Commissioner Womer.
Here.
Commissioner Designee Cabral.
Here.
Chairman.
All right. This is a short agenda, but an important one. We begin, of course, with the approval of the minutes. Committee Action 1, approval of the minutes. Please feel free to take a look. New and ready. I'll entertain a motion on the minutes.
This is Sarah.
Thank you.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. Any edits, questions, discussion? Hearing none. Corey, would you please conduct the voice vote?
Sure. All those in favor of approving the minutes of the Management Committee meeting held on February 5th, 2024, please say aye.
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 Any opposed, say nay. With 3 affirmative votes, the motion is approved.
All right. We're on to agenda item 2, the heart of the matter for the meeting today. This is a discussion of the review of Executive Director's performance goals. And you all may recall that we, at previous meetings, discussed the process that we have gone through where Carol and I have framed some draft goals. The idea was to ensure that the management committee has a chance to digest and then we're on the full board. That's the simple and short version. And we're grateful to Carol. And Carol, would you like to present the goals?
Certainly. And I want to acknowledge and thank you for your participation in this and in framing these goals. And there are 5 goals that I'll present to you today. The first goal, top of mind, advance the agency's 5-year strategic plan goals. We created the strategic plan in late 2022, and we've made a bit of progress to date on the goals in the plan, including establishing a 5-year production and capital finance plan, which we update periodically, or at the very least annually. We've financed a number of developments that have combined services on site and community space, which I think is important for folks, especially special needs folks that live at our developments. And we're beginning to formulate our thoughts on a starter home production program in addition to our popular homeowner investment fund, and we'll work closely with the housing department on that. I know it's a priority for the housing department as well. We were happy to launch our NOAA product. This is our first really project that we're advancing under this program, and I'm hoping that this is just the first in the line of many developments that we'll see come through the door. We're now finalizing our updated design and construction guidelines with a focus on energy efficiency and innovative building techniques. We're working closely with PHA through the Public Housing Authority program, supported with fiscal recovery resources, and we're actively engaging with PHAs around development opportunities, and this is something new for many of the PHAs, so a lot of planning associated with that and thinking very creatively about their campuses. We've always been a resource for cities and towns throughout the years on affordable housing matters, and Amy and James are often out on the road meeting with municipal partners to see how we can best assist them in advancing their affordable housing agenda. The Municipal Technical Assistance Program has really been a great tool to help cities and towns think about the housing needs of their residents, not only just affordable housing, a priority, of course, but thinking about development goals and housing opportunities for all community residents. And the upcoming 24 months, of course, will be very busy as we juggle state fiscal recovery resources and make sure that we don't return a dollar to the federal government. The second goal is to collaborate with state departments to advance the governor's housing agenda, and he certainly has an aggressive housing agenda. So we plan to coordinate with the housing department on all matters housing and work together to deploy the fiscal recovery funds and to make sure we meet those critical deadlines, to support and oversee the implementation of the Development Corporation proactive development activities, and partner with state agencies to implement programs and initiatives that address the governor's housing goals. The third goal is to increase productivity and efficiency in Rhode Island housing programs and services, always top of mind for us as we think through how we can better serve the community. We continually focus on how to increase efficiency in our housing programs. That focus includes supporting developers and municipalities as they think through projects and housing needs and opportunities for community residents, and pivoting quickly to develop or modify existing programs to meet current housing needs or to be responsive to the governor's housing goals. The fiscal recovery funding, as I mentioned, a top priority for the agency. We've charged with administering millions of dollars across a number of programs. We'll continue to advise the board if projects run into trouble. We'll make sure we come back to you immediately to advise what's happening and provide periodic updates on where projects stand. We'll continue to explore financing strategies to advance the development of affordable homeownership opportunities in addition to our work to develop and fund competitive down payment assistance programs to support first-time homebuyers in achieving their goal of owning. I mentioned we're finalizing our design and construction guidelines that have been developed with an eye on energy efficiency, accessibility, and sustainability. We'll roll these guidelines out shortly. Happy to come back to the board with an update as to where we stand with them, what we've emphasized within the design guidelines, what's been changed, and what we think will result in cost-effective housing development moving forward. We will continue to explore technology options that increase our productivity, and we'll consider the planning process, if needed, to modify program plans and investments and to participate in the department's planning process. Goal number four is to lead and support collaborative efforts to address Rhode Island's housing needs. We'll continue to expand our collaboration with partners to help address the state's housing needs and continue to build relationships with new funders and investors. Our new partnership with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation is one example of that focus. Five is to build upon our agency DEIB efforts and success to expand access to Rhode Island Housing's programs and services. We'll continue our first-gen down payment assistance program and build on its success and use our qualified allocation plan, which is our most robust tool for the development of affordable housing to support the diverse needs of our residents. One example of this is the prioritization of supportive housing within our qualified allocation plan, which should result in many more affordable service units within our development. Jim?
Good job, and thanks for framing this jointly. And a couple things. One is, Carol, you and I have said, you just voice over. Of course, you said there'll be updates on multiple items as you've gone along, but overall set of goals, once we finalize, take it to the full board if you agree. it might be good to have an executive director report component that relates to the goals.
Certainly. Yep.
And I'd be more than happy to, in the interim, collaborate on and receive communication on and provide communication on the goals even in between meetings between
mm-hmm.
us.
Mm-hmm.
So we said we would voice that over. The only thing I wanted to start and then want to just let committee members, of course, ask questions. Did you want to say a word more on, together included this top of page two, initiate a new strategic planning process, which looks a lot like the strategic planning process that precedes us, but also might look at investment approach, risk analysis,
mm-hmm.
things that are organizational in nature. And you've given a little bit of timing on that. Did you
mm-hmm.
want to say that to the group?
Mm-hmm. I think that, of course, we would onboard a consultant to help us with this work. It wouldn't be something we would undertake in a vacuum in the agency. We would want to include others. So I believe engaging a consultant, bringing a consultant on board, and planning for that consultant as part of the budget for next fiscal year. So that would bring us to probably sometime in July once we get the budget approved in June. So that would be the timing on that process.
Questions?
So I totally missed the last question. So you said something about starting a planning process, but I don't really see that in number one. Am I missing something?
Top of the second page.
Oh, top of the second page.
And
I'm
it may
sorry.
Not even be the right
characterization
or
page.
We called it a strategic planning process.
Uh-huh.
The idea here was to just in the friendliest and most thoughtful way do a top-to-bottom review of the agency programmatic plan, investment strategy, in light of we have a lot more resources.
Yeah, sure.
Right. Well, we have a new era. We also have challenges that are more pronounced.
A lot of legislation's changed.
Exactly.
All sorts of things. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know that it would materially impact the existing strategic plan we have, but it may enhance some of the activities we're doing under
mm-hmm.
that. We may want to pivot a little bit. So, for example, we have a land bank program. The land bank program that we have looks very different than the site acquisition program. So it's an opportunity to revisit that land bank program and think about whether or not it's a good tool, is it an effective tool, do we need to change it,
mm-hmm.
depend upon it, et cetera.
So you'd kick off that in July,
mm-hmm.
it sounds like.
Yeah.
And this is probably before the next calendar year, then.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so this is, okay.
Yes.
Fine.
A little bit.
We'll do our best.
maybe there'll be a little bit of overlap, but
this
more or less,
this
is the strategic
year.
Plan is the one.
And in addition to this, you know, we do have our divisional goals. So, for example, in our finance group, I know Kara's on the phone, you know, we're looking at bonding authority for multifamily and single family for production of units, looking to increase profitability by 200 basis points. So each department has its own production goals, most of them that are included within the monthly ED report.
Yeah. I mean, although I assume they kind of roll up into the strategic plan in some way.
Mm-hmm.
That, right?
Yeah, well, they would roll up. It would be something I would report on because certainly profitability is something that we would look at as part of our strategic goals and enhancing profitability.
But I mean, like the divisions, when they're coming up with their strategic plans, they're within the framework of the goal.
You won't see metrics within the five-year strategic plan. For example, I believe our homeownership goal for the upcoming year is 1,300 units. So that's not a specific data point that you would see within the strategic plan, but certainly enhancing homeownership opportunities would be the broad goal within the strategic plan.
Right. Although, I mean, it looks like here on number one that we're going to be creating metrics for the strategic plan.
And we do have those annually. So those metrics would be 1,300 homeownership units, closing 17 transactions over the calendar year to produce 300-plus units, et cetera.
So you're saying we have metrics?
We have metrics.
I see.
Monthly.
For the strategic planning goals?
Yes, but they're annual. They're not, so the strategic planning goals are very broad, right? Increase homeownership opportunities through various programs. To get down and drill down into the metrics, they're not five-year metrics. They are annual metrics.
I see. I'm sorry. You kept on saying annual, and I skipped over the fact in my brain that it says here 5 years for June.
Yeah.
I see.
I think we're in year, probably calendar year, second calendar year for the goals, right, James?
That's right. So,
yeah.
And so then is the idea, now that I'm really honestly reading this, thankfully, and understanding all of what you're saying. So we've got ideas sometime during the year to establish metric-oriented goals, I guess, for lack of a better word, within this calendar year for the five-year strategic planning goals.
Yes.
Is that something the consultant would do too, or is that expected somewhat earlier than that? I mean, I guess if you're going to make advances on these goals, presumably you have to have the outcome metrics defined first.
So we do. We have 1,300 units we're expected to produce on the homeownership side, 40 first-gen grants, 17 deals scheduled to close with X amount of units, completion of X amount of developments with units. So we have all of those goals. Our profitability metric, which is 200 basis points increase over the past year, an update of our production and capital finance plan annually. So all of that takes place and feeds into the strategic plan.
Yeah, no, I mean, it says here creating or outcome-oriented metrics for the five-year plan. Are these going to be new things or the same things?
It may be new things.
Okay.
It may very well be new activities.
And so
activities.
Is there a date by which those new, like, I mean, forgive me for not really understanding if this is like a new executive director goal or kind of the same executive director goal, but like, if we're going to advance on these things in the calendar year and establish these things in the calendar year, then I was just kind of wondering where, like, is there a date by which we're going to kind of like have a process to like have them updated or changed?
Certainly, we do that annually. So I highlighted a few of the things that we've done, right? We've created the NOAA program, and we have a project underway through that NOAA program. There's the five-year production plan that we update annually, and I forget when you and Kara updated that, James, but periodically.
Yeah.
As part of the fiscal year.
Generally, every 6 months we take a look at it to make sure, you know, things are trending in the right way, if we need to adjust anything. So we just went through that. The next would probably be, you know, after the fiscal year.
Yeah. Much of our strategic plan, if you look at it, Jonathan, it's about creating programs, advancing initiatives, developing policy. The annual goals that are in the executive director's report are actually metric-oriented in terms of outputs, you know, individual outputs of mortgages or closing on financing of transactions, et cetera.
Okay. This is the last time, I promise. But to the degree this is a change at all, is there an expectation that in one of the executive director reports at some point we'll talk about what you want to change for metrics and oriented, outcome-oriented metrics?
I believe that the executive director report has metrics, output-oriented metrics already included within.
Yeah.
What I can do is segment it out and provide a report to the board on activities such as our finance goals, such as our development goals, which are output-oriented goals.
Yeah, okay. Well, you just had mentioned that you might change some of them.
And they may change.
And so I just was wondering if it was like, since these are the goals for the calendar year, I was just wondering if there was some point along the calendar year where we had talked that, like this was going to change or not.
So I think that the strategic plan is fluid, and I think 5 years for a strategic plan is a long time.
It is.
And what you plan in 2020 is very different than plan in 2026. And the creation of the housing department has significant impact on the agency and the work that we do and the work that we collaborate on. So I think the strategic plan has to be fluid. I'm happy to come back and provide an update on what's happening specifically to what's contained within the strategic plan, what we may want to add, or what's not achievable given current conditions. Happy to do that.
Okay.
Probably the best time to do that would be after the fiscal year, after June.
Yeah.
Happy to do that, if that's helpful. Even the production numbers that we are aggressive in terms of what we're projecting given interest rates and, you know, the reliance upon other funders for development deals that we expect to close. I mean, they're aggressive, but I think they're achievable.
So we will take this to the board at the next meeting. If you have any other questions or feedback in advance of that, Carol, would it be welcome?
Oh, of course.
Great. So, and FYI, we worked on that even this weekend, so thank you for essentially absorbing it and asking questions with us live here. And we will have a full conversation with the full board. I don't know if there's left to say anything else, Carol? Yeah.
No, thank you. Thank you for your support of the agency.
What is indicated here is open discussion. Corey and Stephen, no action on the item?
Correct.
Just an information item?
Information on the next board.
And do we want to think about whether there might be an action item at the board meeting?
Yep.
Do we want to adopt it at the board meeting? Would we want to or commend or approve or in some way advance?
I think I can't remember the language in the contract, but my recollection is that they're for the board to establish, so that makes sense to me.
Okay, great.
Can I make one? I'm sorry.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm totally blown
up. No, for sure.
I mean, I'm just flipping through this. Besides number one, it looks like three and five imply some sort of quantitative metric. Not really as much four and two about that, but if you're going to increase productivity and efficiency and nimbleness and you're going to reduce barriers to home ownership, I get those feel like metric oriented, just sort of like by the language that is used. So I think it's just worth pointing out as we look at these going forward. At least to me, two and four don't seem that way, but that's what three and five do.
Does that make you think we should track those in the same manner that Carol has suggested, where Carol, it sounds like you were going to, in your executive director report, first of all, look anew at the 5-year strategic planning goals in light of today and just see what data we're using and what reporting out we might do. Sounds like you were going to roll up finance features.
Mm-hmm.
And then it sounds like, Jonathan, you're saying, well, let's look at how these other goals get represented.
Yeah, I mean, the way these things are written, it's, you know, I wouldn't know how to judge an increase in nimbleness and efficiency in housing production without some kind of metric or reduce barriers to home ownership. Like, that assumes, like, right, that assumes a baseline of this is what home ownership is and that it is reduced. Anyway, not that the executive director has complete control over this topic to be, like omnipotent, sort of force. I'm not going to imply that, but it is, I think, worth looking at some of those numbers to like understand what's going on. If we're gonna take these as goals.
Let me ask this question: would this be because we want to get to this stage? We have goals, really good progress. Would it make sense, Carol, for you to, at the board meeting itself, or it could be another management committee meeting, to show us a format for your reporting going forward?
Sure, happy to.
It could be devoid of figures, just which are the topics that would be incorporated. Mm-hmm. So going forward, we know.
Metric-related goals.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. So maybe by the board meeting, you want to consider that?
I will give it that shot.
Right.
If not, next management.
Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else want to comment on that?
No, I mean, I don't feel strongly about the next management or the next board meeting. If you want to dry run it, next management's fine.
Okay.
Sounds good. Well, so, anybody? All right, we have no action on it at this meeting. We will at the board meeting. So given that, it's all for the business, and I'd like to request a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Corey.
Please
vote.
Of course. All those in favor of adjourning this meeting, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. The vote is unanimous. The motion is approved.
Thank you very much, Carol.
Appreciate it.
Good one. Thanks a lot.